I see a story on a gym, people who work at gyms. I work at a gym, man, in the morning. I never hear any stories, and I always listen to you.
I do a lot of stories about iron pumping, about getting big.
No, but I work at a gym. That's different. You lift at a gym. I work at one.
What do you do there?
Just help people lift.
Dust off the plates?
Yeah, well, they don't have plates here. All they have is Universal.
Oh, Universal. What are you in, the cardiovascular?
Yeah, buddy, I know your kind. I used to work at a gym a long time ago myself. Back when I was first getting bulky. I worked at the gym because I couldn't afford to join a gym. So I got paid. And when I wasn't working, I was lifting. Pump it, rep it, rep it. Get big, get big. Bigger, 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 bigger. Get big, rep it, pump it, rep it, pump it. Get big, rep it, pump it, rep it, pump it. And the one thing I noticed in all my years as a gym manager, most people don't know how to work out. I mean, you teach them about it, and you tell them you got to make it hurt, and most people come through, and they just piddle through their workouts. I mean, especially the businessman type. I've seen guys actually doing curls, carrying on a conversation. When you work out properly, you can't talk. You're lucky you can breathe. When you finish your set, you ought to drop to the floor, grab the muscle you've been working, and moan for a while. I mean, I've seen guys carry on full business conversations through their workout. They don't even crack a sweat. And it made me want to puke. Especially this. This is my favorite quote from the maggotry that comes into the gym. Oh, I don't really want to put on a lot of muscle mass. All I want to do is kind of firm up here, firm up, take a little off here, and work on my cardiovascular. Get me up right. Well, one day I was in the gym with one of those maggots. This was some hot shot businessman type, and there he is, all by himself, just piddling through the workout. You know, getting like 25 reps. Not enough weight to really do anything. Just waltzing his way through. I said, hey, buddy, come here. Lie down on the bench. He said, oh, I don't know if I really want a bench with the freeway. I said, no, I'll stand behind you. I'll help you out. He said, well, I've kind of been wanting to try this exercise. I don't know how much weight. I said, don't worry, buddy, I'll be with you. So I laid him down on the bench. And I slammed a couple of 45s on each side. Boom, 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 boom. I said, I'll give you a lift off. He put those ectomorphic little arms on that bar. I lifted that 225 pounds up. I said, all right, go. The second I turned it loose, that thing crashed down to his neck. He'd go, oh! I said, come on, rep it, rep it, rep it. We'll work on your cardiovascular. And so I gave him a couple of force reps. I picked it up. I said, come on, fight it down. And the second I took all my hands off it again, bam, back down on his chest. I said, come on, let me help you get some reps. Let's get some real reps. Keep those elbows back. Let's go. Rep it. I helped him pump that thing 8, 9, maybe 10 times. I was a frenzied man. My eyes had a wild glow. I was going to teach this guy not to crowd up my gym unless he came to work out. Well, after about the 12th rep, the guy's eyes rolled back up in his head. His tongue fell out. Blood ran out of his ears and nose. I slammed the weight down on the rack. I felt his carotid artery. There was no pulse. My God! He was dead! Dead! I looked around. Thank God there was nobody else in the gym. I picked him up. I threw him over his shoulder. Over my shoulder. Threw him over my shoulder. And I went running outside. I opened the door to his car, and I put him in it, and I slumped him over the steering wheel. And then quickly, before anybody saw me, I ran back into the gym and sat there sweating, reading Muscle Magazine. Well, about 2 hours later, a cop walked in and said, you Grease Minnelli? I said, yeah. He said, you the gym manager? I said, yeah. He said, you're under arrest. I said, what's the charge? He said, manslaughter. I said, you can't prove nothing. He said, yes, I can. I said, what do you mean? You took a guy, you put him through a brutal workout, and then you dumped him in his car. I said, wait a minute, hotshot officer. How do you know this guy didn't have a heart attack on the way over? He said, well, because when he left his house, his wife told me he was wearing his seal sucker, and when he turned up dead, he was wearing his gym shorts!
Oh, no!